Hello and welcome to Crafty Hands Club podcast. I am your host, Carice Jefferson. This podcast talks candidly about all things jewelry making, including tips, techniques, trends, the latest industry news, traditions, self-care, and more. If you're listening for the first time, please subscribe to receive latest episode alerts. Crafty Hands Club can also be found on various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Feel free to like, follow, or subscribe at any time. This is what I like to call the parents episode, because today's topic is all about holiday crafts to do with children ages 6 and older. You are now listening to the 13th episode of season 2. Right now, we are in the thick of the holiday season where there's plenty of shopping, whether it's department stores, online, supporting small businesses, going to handmade markets, and so forth. This is also the season where people like to indulge in classical movies such as The Grinch That Stole Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life, and then if you are into desserts and baking, this is a time for sweet treats. And then there's also time for holiday carols, whether it's singing at the local church or singing with a community choir or going to a symphony hall, so forth. Then there's holiday decor. And then this also is the season to go and watch a lot of live theater if you're into that, and see classics such as The Nutcracker or The Night Before Christmas. And then also, this is the time for winter break. And when we talk about winter break, we think of kids, right? Because school is out for 1 to 2 weeks. Here in Chicago, it's out 2 weeks, I think. And children are energized. They're excited about what they're going to get for the holiday. And they're also looking for something to do as well. So if you have some time off from your job or you're a stay-at-home mom, now is the time to engage with children. Oftentimes, people get caught up in the gift-giving, but actually spending time with children is what's important. And so during this season, a lot of parents have planned activities for the kids. Some go ice skating, there's lights festivals, there are parties. If you have money, they take their children to Disney World. And actually, this time of year is a good time to actually go to Disney World. I remember back in 2007, I was visiting my brother, and he lived in the suburb of Orlando. And I ventured, since I stayed on iDrive at a resort, I figured, well, why not spend a day in Disney? And it was just a great time just to be in Orlando. And not only did I get a chance to do that, I also had a chance to go see Cirque du Soleil and other things to do. So if that's on your itinerary this year, you're going to have a great time, and please know that there's plenty to do and the weather is actually decent, like in the 70 degree range. And then, as I stated earlier, there's theater too. Outside of Nutcracker, if your child is in ballet or performing in a local theater, this is the time people usually do during the holidays as well. But enough about the external activities, but what about indoor activities? Not to say something is wrong with taking kids somewhere, but there's plenty of indoor activities to do that can be just as fun. Personally, don't go overboard with gift giving and supplying kids with material things, because in the end, they're going to remember the actual time that you spent with them. So here are some benefits of indoor activities. First of all, you get to be engaged with your children, you get to bond with them, and then it creates memories because what they'll remember 20 years from now, and it could potentially create a tradition for them to do when they become parents or to just continue on in the traditions as they get older. And one particular thing that I would share, childhood memory with my mom growing up, there were a couple things. So we would put up the tree immediately after Thanksgiving. My mom had to think about the tree going up too early. And each year, she would make sure to add crafts, that idea, whether it was from Girl Scout or from school. And she even had a box set aside with nothing but the crafts that I've done over the years so that she wouldn't forget to include them on the tree. And then we would bake cookies, and then she would go and buy a variety of candy from orange slices to mint candy, hard candy, chocolate, you name it, she got it. And she would bring out these glass trays that were compartmentalized, and she would arrange everything. And then she had a second tray to put all of the cheese and the crackers and cookies and so forth. And then some nights we would just have hot cocoa with marshmallows, and we would just sing all types of carols from Joy to the World to Silent Night to the First Noel. And then we did shopping, but while we were doing shopping, she always forced me to strategically think about shopping, like really think about the gift that you're giving someone. And then we would bring everything home from shopping and we would wrap the gifts. And then my mom was a huge card person, correspondence, and she would have a list of relatives, friends, neighbors, co-workers, and she sorted everything in categories. And so while she would do the actual writing and the cards, I was responsible for getting the envelopes together, making sure the addresses were correct, and so forth. But here's what I learned from those beautiful memories that I had. First of all, I learned to share. Like, everything isn't about me, and to always think of other people. And it's not about what I can get, it's about what I can do for others. And to put thought behind the gifts, not just give something just to say that you are giving. And there are some people that you are better off with giving a gift card or giving money. But if you can, really put the time and effort to select a gift for someone and to wrap it, you'll be surprised at a difference that that will make. And she also taught me how to connect with people, how to communicate with people, and also to think about, how fortunate that we are. Because we could be in the same situation as those who were less fortunate in just an instant. And so, moving on, here are some fun and easy holiday crafts to do with your kids during the holiday season. The first one, decorate the tree. And the possibilities for this is almost endless. It can go from making your own garland to making a holiday ornament, creating a star, or designing your own bugs. Then you can also do window decor or door, because not everybody likes to put things in the window. And that can go from snowflakes to decals, glitter designs, and so on. You can spray paint season's greetings or happy holiday, Merry Christmas, whatever greeting that you want to do, but make sure that the paint is washable. Then there's the classic gingerbread house. Gingerbread houses can be made in different ways. And if you don't want to go the traditional route, think about a non-traditional route. And that's definitely a good way to keep kids engaged because they going to enjoy putting that together. And then there's miniatures. Miniatures are very popular. I've seen them in a lot of craft groups and on different sites. And that could be anything from creating a manger to a house, a toy room, and so forth. And then, of course, there's jewelry making. Make sure that it's age appropriate in terms of materials and supplies, style, size of beads, so on. Or you and the kids could get together and put together artwork, and that can be a variety of things from photo collages, do a painting, draw, coloring sheets. You know, the whole coloring thing for adults got popular a couple of years ago, so it's an activity that both adults and kids can do. And then there's doll making, there's a lot of possibilities with that because now you don't have to have a mold to pour mixtures into. You can create dolls using crochet and knitting techniques. And then there are storage boxes because the cool thing about that is during the holiday season, you tend to accumulate more than what you start off with. And that could be for a variety of reasons, right? Things may not have worked, like old light sets or bulbs might have broken, and you go to the store and you replace them, and you've seen some additional items that you love, and you just put them in the cart and checked out. So, storage boxes are a good project to work on as well. And then it brings to the next point, you can store all of that away for the next year to add on to your decoration collection. And then as you are storing away for the next year, think about activities for the new year that will be approaching in terms of colors. What theme would you like to have for your decoration? What type of items would you like to try? And that gives your kids something to look forward to doing. And also, in terms of activities, please know that all of this doesn't have to be done in just one day. These activities can be done over a couple of days because kids can get antsy. Attention spans may not be there too long. So, you know, spread out so much to do each day. And then that way it accumulates and you go back to the project the next day and it builds that anticipation of when is it going to be finished. So, those are some ideas that I have given you to spend the holidays with kids and activities to do during this time. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, please follow Crafty Hands Club on Instagram, handle Crafty Hands Club, and reach out. You can direct messenger and ask any questions, and I will be more than happy to answer. Thanks for listening. To learn more about Crafty Hands Club, please visit our website, www.craftyhandsclub.com. Thank you for listening to the Crafty Hands Club podcast. Come back and join us next week.